You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck. Keith Ellis, our third partner, he's not in the studio today, but he'll be joining us most likely next week, just scheduling conflicts and whatnot. But hopefully everyone had a Happy New Year, and I hope we're getting ready to get into 2021 and with hopefully some excitement and some praying that things get back to normal as soon as possible. But with that being said, we ended last year with really, we're trying to go through a series, like a financial series of retirement planning. And it all is based around the SHP Retirement Roadmap. What does that mean? Now, it sounds like self-serving, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, but it's really designed for you. It's designed for someone who's getting close to or in retirement that wants to make sure they check off all the boxes. They cross all the T's, dot all the I's, because think about it. You get to retire once and you don't want to have to go back to work. And there's so many things people think about when it comes to planning, yet the average person who comes into our office for the first time just has a pile of investments, but doesn't focus on income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy all under one plan. Yet when I hear your concerns, it's like, what if taxes go up? What if the market drops? What if the healthcare cost continues to rise? So we want to make sure we address all those concerns within a plan. And that's what the SHP Retirement Roadmap is. We started out with income planning. We'll get into that a little bit more today. And then throughout the next several weeks, we'll touch more specifically on investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, and more. So with that being said, Matt, how was your, how was your fourth? That doesn't make sense. How was your new year?
No, it was great. I mean, yeah, Christmas and New Year's was great. I mean, when it came to Christmas, was able to go to Mass, although it was, you know, sort of sparsely attended and we were all spread out between pews and everything, but it was nice to sort of be back in person, yeah. You know, even with masks and whatnot. And, you know, and then just the, you know, spending the time with the family and trying to sort of look at the best of this in the sense that, you know, maybe in the future we'll look back and just say, hey, even though we were on top of each other, you know, I'll kind of miss it to a certain extent because it's just been us and, you know, maybe some friends outside and here and there, but it's really just been us spending time with each other and, you know, doing puzzles. Like yesterday I was doing a cat puzzle with my daughter, and, you know, and those are the types of things that if we had all these tons of activities, which we normally do, we wouldn't be able to do.
Exactly.
So it was really good and certainly looking forward to 2021. I'm also looking forward to those activities going back. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, kind of really looking for the best of both worlds as we go into 2021. Very excited for that.
Yeah. Same thing. For Christmas, we were kind of just lay low. It kind of stunk to be in with the family with masks on, but
yeah,
the best we could do. Our church is in Middleborough, Central Congregational. A little shout out there, but yeah. they do a great job. We haven't been going in person, but watching, they have it online.
Yes. Yep.
So you kind of watch with the kids after, and not the same as being in person, but better than nothing.
And yeah. And they, I thought that, you know, most churches, I think, did a really good job with that. I mean, I've watched so many, I didn't think I ever would in a sense, watch sort of mass and you know, online, but it worked out okay.
And almost like, I think these churches are forced now, it'll be better in the future because then they can do this more virtual events and people miss it, or if they're away, they can still catch up on what the sermon's on and whatnot.
No, I agree.
And then New Year's went to a place you know well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up
big
in
fan.
Sun River, Maine. That was really nice and just super relaxing. Had some our family and my wife and I and had a couple friends over and everyone tested prior, so safe.
You have to follow the rules.
Follow the rules, but we had played pitch. I don't know if you ever played pitch for the card game.
I've heard of it. I'm not sure the exact rules.
My parents
rules.
Used to play it a lot, and yeah. I always wondered what it was, but I learned it for the first time, and we ended up getting like playing a bunch of games over the week, so it was a good time. But as we get back, we always talk about this, Matt, and I think since we opened our doors here in 2003, it's amazing because if you're listening, I mean, there's how many financial advisors are out there? Mm-hmm. I mean, thousands, right? On the radio, seminars, and it's hard to distinguish why this person over that person, why this company over that company. And what we've tried to do as good of a job as we can to relay to you, the listener, a lot of you are clients and a lot of you have heard us for years, is there's a big difference between having a portfolio compared to having a plan. Mm-hmm. And Matt, how many people come into our office for the first time or they have a virtual meeting and we ask a bunch of questions, and at the end of the day, they have these concerns. They have concerns about running out of money. They have concerns about the tax rates and all the stimulus money going on. What is the tax rates going to look like in the future? They have concerns about healthcare. But many times when you look at their plan, the only thing they've addressed is they have a portfolio.
Well, if not that, they don't even have a plan at all. And the
sometimes
reason
they don't have that, yeah.
Right. And the reason I share that is because, you know, it was a couple of weeks ago and I was visiting a friend who, you know, they're his 40s, just like we are. We're all married and adults and all that stuff. But I saw his parents, and you know, I hadn't seen, you know, I'll say Mrs. C. I hadn't seen her in, you know, since I was like a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, oh, hey, Mrs. C, how's everything going? And she's a nurse at one of the local hospitals in Boston, and she was planning on retiring this March. And so she's like, oh, hey, Matt, you know, what are you up to? And it's like, well, you know, work-wise, I didn't know where to start. I'm like, well, we do income planning, we, you know, like kind of everything that you put so nicely. But then she mentions about how she's retiring in, you know, literally in March, in a couple months when she turned 65. And so then I'm like, oh, well, in that situation, we talk about like, okay, when to take Social Security? Like, okay, should we take it now? Should we delay it? You know, because her husband and my buddy's dad was still working. Or it's like, okay, she's actually going to get a pension coming out of the hospital as well. So, okay, do we take it as a pension? Do we do a lump sum? You know, so I started getting into it, and then, you know, within about sort of like 15 minutes, she's like, wow, I don't have any of that, you know, in place. And so here she is, you know, about to retire in less than 3 months and doesn't even know where to, I mean, I don't want to be too mean, but she didn't know really where to start when it came to all of the different things that she now has to, she knows she wants to retire. That part is a definite, but when it comes to all the stuff that goes into retirement, you know, she really didn't have a plan in place. And so I just wanted to share that because I bet you there's people that have the portfolios, like you mentioned. It might be people that just, you know, were busy working, having kids, doing the normal thing, and then just woke up and just said, whoa, wait, I'm retiring, and what next?
Well, we all know anything in life is under God's control and not ours.
Mm-hmm.
But as many things as you can control, right, in terms of like, if you're worried, if you're listening right now and you're worried about what a market correction would do to your portfolio and would you run out of money, if you're worried about where your income's going to come from, if you're worried about tax rates going up and the cost of healthcare and all these concerns, wouldn't the natural thing be to address each one at a time? And I think, and again, we can do the best we can, and there's things out of our control, but the more things we can plan for, the better off a couple or someone that's by themselves is going to be for their retirement. So that's our goal here at SHP Financial. When someone comes in and takes the effort to sit down with us or to do a virtual meeting, we want to make sure that you have a plan that's not incomplete. Because many folks come in, they have a plan, maybe they have an investment plan, but it's so many areas that are missing. Very few times will someone come in and we say, yep, you're covered A to Z. But if we can help one area, sometimes we have to help folks with one or two areas. Sometimes we have to build an entire plan from scratch. That's okay. You worked your butt off to get to this point. We're here to help you. So this show is going to be more on income planning. It's almost like part three of income planning. But if you want to sit down with us, now is the time to take some time out of your book, put it in the calendar. We have a few appointments available over the next couple of weeks. We can do a virtual meeting, and our team can also meet with you in either Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. So call right now to book your visit. The number is 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. So after the break, we talked about income planning. That's step one of five in the SHP retirement roadmap process. Last couple of shows we talked about building an expense summary, figuring out what your fixed income is, how to fill that gap. Today we're going to talk about proper allocation for setting up an income plan. It's super important. We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, welcome back. You have Derek Gregoire here and Matthew Peck, co-founders of SHP Financial. Keith will be back next week. He's just not in the studio with scheduling conflicts this week. Matt and I can handle it without him. Don't worry. Anyways, on the last couple of shows, we're trying to break down income planning, right? Income planning is so important. It sounds like a basic term, income planning, right? When you break it down, it's like that's when you stop working and your paycheck stops. Where does that money come from? Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about different parts of income planning specifically. And if you missed those shows and you want to go back, however you download your, whether it's iTunes or however you get your podcasts, type in SHP Financial. You'll get all of our past shows. And you'll notice the past couple weeks, we're on different types of income planning. So a couple weeks ago, we talked about the importance of finding out, knowing what your expenses are. It's hard to know when you can retire unless you know how much your monthly and yearly expenses will be when you are retired. Secondly, we talked about deciding on Social Security, when to trigger Social Security a little bit, and also finding out what your fixed income is from things like Social Security, pension, rental income, and that helps you figure out your gap, right? So if your fixed income is $50,000 a year from Social Security, pension, and rental, and you need $100,000 to live, well, your gap's $50,000 per year. That's what we have to solve for. Before we go any further, we have to make sure you have enough to cover that gap. So let's say you're getting ready to retire, and let's say, Matt, we figured out that the gap is $50,000 per year, including taxes and all their expenses. That includes their travel. Some people want to, discretionary versus necessary expenses that, like, food and groceries, picture all that together being $50,000. To me, how you segment your assets, Matt, in retirement is so crucial, because if you don't do it right, if you don't set it up correctly, and you happen to retire during a time when the market is not that great early on, it could be devastating to the longevity of your portfolio in your income and how long you can stay retired.
It's so true. And think of it this way, Derek, like same as we were talking about how retirement itself and planning itself, there's so much that goes into it, how you invest in retirement. I mean, it's so much easier when you are saving, because then you just kind of buy in the stock market and, it goes up, primarily through time. But when you're retired, it's different. When I'm retired, it's like, okay, now I'm looking for some growth, and we'll kind of talk about that as we go. But now I'm looking for income. And because I want to make sure that I have steady, stable income, as you were saying, because I don't want to get caught in a sort of a downward spiral where, okay, now I'm drawing income from something that's very volatile. Let's say the overall stock market is very volatile. I'm drawing income from there. And then the market drops 5. I drop 5. And then, okay, now that's a 10% loss. Now I need, 15 or 20% for it to get back to normal or what have you. I mean, and I love, and certainly encourage people to, whether it's our webinars or our, the in-session fence that we do, that two brothers example that we do, where it just sort of compares someone retiring in the 2000s, during that decade versus retiring in the 2010s, that decade. And you have a bull, really a bear market time versus a bull market time. And this is just recent history.
Yeah. So imagine, basically if you retire from between 2000 and 2010, that was a very bad 10 years for the market. You would be in probably a horrible position if you didn't plan properly. If you retired in 2010 to 2020, you probably could have got away with however you were invested, even if you were aggressive, because the market was almost up most every year. Imagine having your retirement down to a coin flip.
And it goes back to what you'd said. I forget if it was this session or the last session, but it's about, control what you can control.
Yes.
Right? And so here it is. Okay, so now let me sort of briefly explain all of the different income-producing sort of universe that's there. And so now, as I said, we're kind of blending, you know, income planning with investment planning, but there's a whole universe of investments that are specifically geared towards, you know, generating income.
Sure.
Now, I think most people understand, you know, most people will say, okay, well, bonds, you know, bonds are generally good for income. Well, we can even pause there and just say, okay, well, what type of bonds?
Exactly.
Are we talking about corporate bonds, government bonds, junk bonds?
What's the interest rate risk on each one?
Right, absolutely. How long of a, is it a bond fund? Is it an individual bond? Is it a municipal bond? So here you have all the different bonds that are out there. And then you have dividend paying stocks. You know, people think of dividend paying stocks. They'll say, okay, well, there are those. Well, there's hundreds of those as well. And it's like, okay, we might say, what once worked for, let's say, our grandparents might not work as much.
Correct.
You know, like things like ExxonMobil and Chevron. I mean, they're struggling with the oil prices right now. And they used to be for, you know, at least the past 100 years or, 75 years, you could sort of set the watch to their dividends. But now, you know, with the upheaval that's happening in the energy market, well, not so much. And so, okay, and then you have the dividend stocks, and it's like which stocks and what sectors and what companies. Same as the bonds have all those different types of options. And then you have real estate, you know, whether it's general real estate like most people can think of, which is owning a two-family or a three-family. But then you also have what are called REITs or real estate investment trusts, which are sort of these bundle real estate investments. And then you have master limited partnerships. And then also, by the way, you know, you have something called annuities and all of that universe,
yeah,
right?
Which is a whole other... time for another we don't have time to get into that. There's good and bad there,
right?
But these are all different ways to generate income.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. So here, you know, back to your example, like here's a client that has $50,000, or that's their income gap. And so that's that process, you know, figuring out what the budget is, figuring out what their needs are, their wants and discretionary versus necessary, you know, things like that. And then we start to figure out, okay, in this income space, A, now we know we need $50,000, but B, what combination of all these things I just
Correct.
Mentioned, and all of them have all these, you know, little sort of, you know, trees or little branches off of it of, again, what type of bond, what type of this. So how you generate that income, how you meet that $50,000 gap, then we get into the investment world. And now we're digging into all those areas that we don't have time to dig into today. But I really just want to stress the why it's so complex, or why you do need a plan and not a portfolio at this point in your lives, because, you know, the decisions you make between stocks and annuities and bonds and REITs is what's going to take you through bear markets and bad decades.
Well, that's the thing, is when this client, we had a recent client that was retiring shortly, and they had about $2 million they saved. And in essence, we said safety income growth. Safety, we left about $100,000 in their bank account. They can get their hands on whenever they want. It's not going to grow, but it's there. Income, we used about $900,000 of different income-producing vehicles so that they know they were going to have $50,000 coming in each year, ongoing for many years, if not the rest of their lives, right? So that took about $900,000 to $1 million, covered all their income gaps. So with the remaining million they had, they could afford to be more aggressive if they chose to be, because they know that they wouldn't need, even in retirement, it's like they're working because we dedicated a portion of their money to drive their income as if that money's right. working for them. So in their growth column, they could afford to be a little aggressive or somewhat aggressive if they chose to be. And if the market had a downturn, not great, but it's not going to have them in some crazy panic mode, because there's a plan in place and they're not going to let the markets fully dictate their retirement. So question is, do you have that in place? Are you secure and confident that you have a plan in place that's going to cover your income ongoing for the rest of your lives? If you're not sure or you want a second opinion, that's step one of our retirement roadmap process. And what I urge you, if you're sitting there saying, you know what, I don't know if I have that, take us up on the offer. We've been doing this since 2003. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree, or you can set up a virtual meeting. We're not sure if we're going to be a perfect fit, but this complimentary consultation is the best start to get going to see if we are a fit. The number to call to book this visit is 800-227-7777. Once again, that's 800-227-7777, or you can also go online and book a visit at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned with our closing thoughts, as well as our final tip of the day, or tip of the week, I should say. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone. If you missed part of today's show, the last few weeks have been about income planning, which is step one of the five-step process that we bring our clients through here at SHP Financial. It's five plans that make up your roadmap: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. If you missed any of it, however you listen to your podcast, just type in SHP Financial and you'll be able to find our past shows that really show you how you retire. What do you have to do to be able to retire and stay retired? So that being said, Matt, we always try to leave with like a tip or two of the week. And on this week, again, it was more about just how to segment your assets so that you have enough income that you can count on to get you to and through retirement. Mm-hmm. So do you have any major tips that you would leave the listeners as to maybe how they could do this or what they should be thinking about?
Well, I think my sort of tip of the week would be to encourage everybody to check your investments. What are you actually invested in? What's the goal of that investment? Is it growth? Is it income? Is it both? You know, because I think no matter where you are in your life, it's extremely important to know that answer, because, you know, certain things can happen that could just catch you off guard or whatever happens when it comes to the market. So on one hand, if you are already retired, okay, do you have some of these things that we talked about, you know, like dividend paying stocks, or even back up even further, it's like, if you are retired, how is income being generated for you? How much risk is there in that underlying portfolio? Is it more dividend paying stocks, which certainly can go up and down? Is it more on bonds? Okay, if it's in bonds, what's your current interest rate and is that going to change? Mm-hmm. You know, so here you have the people that are already retired. And I want people to sort of check their investments to make sure that they know what the purpose is and what's the amount of risk, you know, as much as you can figure it out, what's the type of risk you're taking to get there. Then you have people that are sort of nearing retirement. And I'm telling you, a lot of these target date funds that people will have are actually a little bit more risky than you might think.
Very.
So checking your investments, especially if you're approaching retirement, is key. And then lastly is the people that are just starting out. I'd say for them, make sure you are invested. I've definitely bumped into a couple people that, you know, somehow their IRAs or what have you got shifted to cash and they never got around to reinvesting it. And it's like, well, okay, then those people need to have money going from long term. So tip of the week, Derek, and for all of our listeners, check your investments and making sure it matches where you are in your life.
Yeah, and you might be someone who is comfortable doing that and you know how everything works, but you might be someone who just says, hey, I have this bunch of money in a 401k target fund. I have no idea, other than the fact that you said it might not be the best idea for all my money. What do we do from here? And my tip of the week really comes, Matt's right. Like, check your investments, know how much risk you're taking, know how your investments are designed. Are they designed to provide you income? But the second thing is, if when it comes to income planning, so as we've mentioned, income planning is step one. That's plan one of our five world process: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. That's a true plan. That's what we call a retirement roadmap. When it comes to income planning, that one area has many branches. So when you're building an income plan, make sure you have a plan that encompasses everything from an expense analysis. What are you going to spend in retirement? An income analysis. What sources of fixed income? Social Security, pension, rental income will you have? Knowing your gap. What's the gap between your income and your expenses? Then start building a plan on how to cover that gap. Then start building plans on when to take Social Security, to take a pension lump sum versus an income stream. So just within this one income planning area, there's so many factors and things that have to be addressed before you just say, hey, send me a check out of my portfolio so I can cover my month-to-month bills. So I would just urge you to take this area super seriously. If you're listening, you might say, you know what, I don't have any of this covered and I need help. we might be able to help you build that. At least we can see if we're a good fit and then go from there. Or you might say, I think I have this, but it's been a while and I want to get it double checked to make sure I'm not missing anything. Some people come in and their plan is incomplete. Whatever gap you fall in, we'd love to help you or at least see if we can be a good fit for you. We're not sure, but again, it's a complimentary consultation to come check SHP out to see if we're a good fit for you and for us to see if you're a good fit for the type of families that we work for. Bottom line is income planning is so important for your retirement plan, so we want to make sure you have a plan for that. To book a visit, we have a few appointments over the next couple weeks, and you can book either a virtual visit or one of our offices, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. Call now, 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit online and get a ton of other useful information at shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. Again, Happy New Year, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck. Keith Ellis, our third partner, he's not in the studio today, but he'll be joining us most likely next week, just scheduling conflicts and whatnot. But hopefully everyone had a Happy New Year, and I hope we're getting ready to get into 2021 and with hopefully some excitement and some praying that things get back to normal as soon as possible. But with that being said, we ended last year with really, we're trying to go through a series, like a financial series of retirement planning. And it all is based around the SHP Retirement Roadmap. What does that mean? Now, it sounds like self-serving, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, but it's really designed for you. It's designed for someone who's getting close to or in retirement that wants to make sure they check off all the boxes. They cross all the T's, dot all the I's, because think about it. You get to retire once and you don't want to have to go back to work. And there's so many things people think about when it comes to planning. Yet the average person who comes into our office for the first time just has a pile of investments, but doesn't focus on income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy all under one plan. Yet when I hear your concerns, it's like, what if taxes go up? What if the market drops? What if the healthcare cost continues to rise? So we want to make sure we address all those concerns within a plan. And that's what the SHP Retirement Roadmap is. We started out with income planning. We'll get into that a little bit more today. And then throughout the next several weeks, we'll touch more specifically on investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, and more. So with that being said, Matt, how was your I was going to say, how was your fourth? That doesn't make sense. How was your New Year?
No, it was great. Christmas and New Year's was great. I mean, when it came to Christmas, I was able to go to Mass, although it was, sort of sparsely attended and we were all spread out between pews and everything. But it was nice to sort of be back in person, even with masks and whatnot. And then just spending the time with the family and trying to sort of look at the best of this in the sense that, maybe in the future, we'll look back and just say, hey, even though we were on top of each other, I'll kind of miss it to a certain extent because it's just been us and, maybe some friends outside and here and there, but it's really just been us spending time with each other and, doing puzzles. Like yesterday, I was doing a cat puzzle with my daughter, and those are the types of things that if we had all these tons of activities, which we normally do, we wouldn't be able to do.
Exactly.
So it was really good and certainly looking forward to 2021. I'm also looking forward to those activities going back. Don't get me wrong, but kind of really looking for the best of both worlds as we go into 2021. Very excited for that.
Yeah, Same thing. We for Christmas we were kind of just lay low. It kind of stunk to be in with the family with masks on, but
yeah,
that's
right.
The best we could do. Our church is in Middleborough, Central Congregational. A little shout out there, but yeah. they do a great job. We haven't been going in person, but watching they have it online.
Yes, yep.
So you kind of watch with the kids after, and not the same as being in person, but better than nothing.
And yeah, and they I thought that you know most churches I think did a really good job with that. I mean, I've watched so many. I didn't think I ever would, in a sense, watch sort of mass and you know, online, but it worked out okay.
And almost like, I think these churches are forced now, it'll be better in the future because then they can do this more virtual events and people miss it, or if they're away, they can still catch up on what the sermon's on or and whatnot.
No, I agree.
And then New Year's went to a place you know well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up in Sunday River, Maine. That was really nice and just super relaxing. Had some family and my wife and I and had a couple friends over and everyone tested prior, safe.
Follow the rules.
Follow the rules, but we had played pitch. I don't know if you ever played pitch for the card game.
I've heard of it. I'm not sure the exact
rules. My parents
rules.
Used to play it a lot. And I always wondered what it was, but I learned it for the first time. And we ended up getting playing a bunch of games over the week. So it was a good time. But as we get back, we always talk about this, man. And I think since we opened our doors here in 2003, it's amazing because if you're listening, I mean, there's how many financial advisors are out there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thousands,
right?
On the radio, seminars. And it's hard to distinguish why this person over that person, why this company over that company. And what we've tried to do as good of a job as we can to relay to you, the listener, and someone, a lot of you are clients and a lot of you have heard us for years, is there's a big difference between having a portfolio compared to having a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt, how many people come into our office for the first time or they have a virtual meeting and we ask a bunch of questions and at the end of the day, they have these concerns. They have concerns about running out of money. They have concerns about the tax rates and all the stimulus money going on. What is the tax rates going to look like in the future? They have concerns about healthcare. But many times within their, when you look at their plan, the only thing they've addressed is they have a portfolio.
Well, if not that, they don't even have a plan at all. And the
sometimes
reason I
don't have that, yeah.
Right. And the reason I share that is because, you know, it was a couple of weeks ago and I was visiting a friend who, you know, they're his 40s, just like we are. We're all married and adults and all that stuff. But I saw his parents and, you know, I hadn't seen, you know, I'll say Mrs. C. I hadn't seen her in, you know, since I was like a 16-year-old kid, you know, and it was like, oh, hey, Mrs. C, how's everything going? And she's a nurse at one of the local hospitals in Boston. And she was planning on retiring this March. And so she's like, oh, hey, Matt, you know, what are you up to? And it's like, well, you know, work wise, I didn't know where to start. I'm like, well, we do income planning, you know, like kind of everything that you put so nicely. But then she mentions about how she's retiring in, you know, literally in March in a couple months when she turned 65. And so then I'm like, oh, well, in that situation, we talk about like, okay, when to take Social Security? Like, okay, should we take it now? Or should we delay it? You know, because her husband and my buddy's dad was still working. Or it's like, okay, she's actually going to get a pension coming out of the hospital as well. So, okay, do we take it as a pension? Do we do a lump sum? You know, and so I started getting into it. And then, you know, within about sort of like 15 minutes, she's like, wow, I don't have any of that, you know, in place. And so here she is, you know, about to retire in less than 3 months and doesn't even know where to, I mean, I don't want to be too mean, but she didn't know really where to start when it came to all of the different things that she now has to, she knows she wants to retire. That part is a definite. But when it comes to all the stuff that goes into retirement, you know, she really didn't have a plan in place. And so I just wanted to share that because I bet you there's people that have the portfolios, like you mentioned. It might be people that just, you know, were busy working, having kids, doing the normal thing, and then just woke up and just said, whoa, wait, I'm retiring. And what next?
Well, we all know anything in life is under God's control and not ours.
Mm-hmm.
But as many things as you can control, right? In terms of like, if you're worried, if you're listening right now and you're worried about what a market correction would do to your portfolio and would you run out of money? If you're worried about where your income's going to come from, if you're worried about tax rates going up and the cost of healthcare and all these concerns, wouldn't the natural thing be to address each one at a time? And I think, and again, we can do the best we can, and there's things out of our control, but the more things we can plan for, the better off a couple or someone that's by themselves is going to be for their retirement. And so that's our goal here at SHP Financial. When someone comes in and takes the effort to sit down with us or to do a virtual meeting, we want to make sure that you have a plan that's not incomplete. Because many folks come in, they have a plan, maybe they have an investment plan, but it's so many areas that are missing. Very few times will someone come in and we say, yep, you're covered A to Z. But if we can help one area, sometimes we have to help folks with one or two areas. Sometimes we have to build an entire plan from scratch. That's okay. You worked your butt off to get to this point. We're here to help you. So this show is going to be more on income planning. It's almost like part three of income planning. But if you want to sit down with us, now is the time to take some time out of your book, put it in the calendar. We have a few appointments available over the next couple of weeks. We can do a virtual meeting, and our team can also meet with you in either Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. So call right now to book your visit. The number is 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. So after the break, we talked about income planning. That's step one of five in the SHP retirement roadmap process. Last couple of shows we talked about building an expense summary, figuring out what your fixed income is, how to fill that gap. Today we're going to talk about proper allocation for setting up an income plan. It's super important. We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, welcome back. You have Derek Gregoire here and Matthew Peck, co-founders of SHP Financial. Keith will be back next week. He's just not in the studio with scheduling conflicts this week. Matt and I can handle it without him. Don't worry. Anyways, on the last couple of shows, we're trying to break down income planning, right? Income planning is so important. It sounds like a basic term, income planning, right? When you break it down, it's like that's when you stop working and your paycheck stops. Where does that money come from? Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about different parts of income planning specifically. And if you missed those shows and you want to go back, however you download your, whether it's iTunes or however you get your podcasts, type in SHP Financial. You'll get all of our past shows. And you'll notice the past couple of weeks were on different types of income planning. So a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the importance of finding out, knowing what your expenses are. It's hard to know when you can retire unless you know how much your monthly and yearly expenses will be when you are retired. Secondly, we talked about deciding on Social Security, when to trigger Social Security a little bit, and also finding out what your fixed income is from things like Social Security, pension, rental income, and that helps you figure out your gap, right? So if your fixed income is $50,000 a year from Social Security, pension, and rental, and you need $100,000 to live, well, your gap's $50,000 per year. That's what we have to solve for. Before we go any further, we have to make sure you have enough to cover that gap. So let's say you're getting ready to retire, and let's say, Matt, we figured out that the gap is $50,000 mm-hmm. per year, including taxes and all their expenses. That includes their travel. You know, some people want to, discretionary versus necessary yep. expenses that, like, food and groceries, picture all that together being $50,000. To me, how you segment your assets, Matt, in retirement is so crucial, because if you don't do it right, if you don't set it up correctly, and you happen to retire during a time when the market is not that great early on, it could be devastating to the longevity of your portfolio in your income and how long you can stay retired.
It's so true. And think of it this way, Derek, like same as we were talking about how retirement itself and planning itself, there's so much that goes into it, how you invest in retirement. I mean, it's so much easier when you are saving, because then you just kind of buy in the stock market and, it goes up, primarily through time. But when you're retired, it's different. You know, when I'm retired, it's like, okay, now I'm looking for some growth. And we'll kind of talk about that as we go. But now I'm looking for income. And because I want to make sure that I have steady, stable income, as you were saying, because I don't want to get caught in a sort of a downward spiral where, okay, now I'm drawing income from something that's very volatile. Let's say the overall stock market is very volatile. I'm drawing income from there, and then the market drops five, I drop five, and then, okay, now I've just, now that's a 10% loss. Now I need, you know, 15 or 20% for it to get back to normal or what have you. I mean, and I love, you know, and certainly encourage people to, you know, whether it's our webinars or our, you know, the in-session events that we do, you know, that two brothers example that we do, you know, where it just sort of compares someone retiring in the 2000s, you know, during that decade versus retiring in the 2010s, you know, that decade. And you have a bull, really a bear market time versus a bull market time. And this is just recent history.
Yeah.
You know?
So imagine, so basically if you retire from 2000, between 2000 and 2010, that was a very bad 10 years for the market. You would be in a probably a horrible position if you didn't plan properly. If you retired in 2010 to 2020, you probably could have got away with however you were invested, even if you were aggressive, because the market was almost up almost every year. Imagine having your retirement down to a coin flip.
And it goes back to what you'd said. I'm sorry, I forget if it was this session or the last session, but it's about, you know, control what you can control.
Yes.
Right? And so here it is. Okay, so now let me sort of briefly explain all of the different income producing sort of universe that's there. And so now, as I said, we're kind of blending, you know, income planning with investment planning, but there's a whole universe of investments that are specifically geared towards, you know, generating income.
Sure.
Now, I think most people understand, you know, most people will say, okay, well, bonds, you know, bonds are generally good for income. Well, we can even pause there and just say, okay, well, what type of bonds?
Exactly.
Are we talking about corporate bonds, government bonds, junk bonds?
What's the interest rate risk on each one?
Right, absolutely. How long of a, is it a bond fund? Is it an individual bond? Is it a municipal bond? So here you have all the different bonds that are out there. And then you have dividend-paying stocks. You know, people think of dividend-paying stocks. They'll say, okay, well, there are those. Well, there's hundreds of those as well. And it's like, okay, well, you might say, you know, what once worked for, let's say, our grandparents might not work as much.
Correct.
You know, like things like ExxonMobil and Chevron, I mean, they're struggling with the oil prices right now. And they used to be for, you know, at least the past 100 years or, you know, 75 years, you could sort of set the watch to their dividends. But now, you know, with the upheaval that's happening in the energy market, well, not so much. And so, okay, then you have the dividend stocks, and it's like which stocks and what sectors and what companies. Same as the bonds have all those different types of options. And then you have real estate, you know, whether it's general real estate like most people can think of, which is owning a, you know, a two family or a three family. But then you also have what are called REITs or real estate investment trusts, which are sort of these bundle real estate investments. And then you have mastered limited partnerships. And then also, by the way, you know, you have something called annuities and all of that universe,
yeah,
right?
Which is a whole other time for another, we don't have time to get into that. There's good and bad there.
Right.
But these are all different ways to generate income.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. So here, you know, back to your example, like here's a client that has $50,000 or that's their income gap. And so that's that process, you know, figuring out what the budget is, figuring out what their needs are, their wants and discretionary versus necessary, you know, things like that. And then we start to figure out, okay, in this income space, A, now we know we need $50,000, but B, what combination of all these things I just
Correct.
Mentioned, and all of them have all these, you know, little sort of, you know, trees or little branches off of it of, again, what type of bond, what type of this. So how you generate that income, how you meet that $50,000 gap, then we get into the investment world. And now we're, you know, now we're digging into all those areas that we don't have time to dig into today. But I really just want to stress the why it's so complex or why you do need a plan and not a portfolio at this point in your lives, because, you know, the decisions you make between stocks and annuities and bonds and REITs is what's going to take you through bear markets and bad decades.
Well, that's the thing is when this client, we had a recent client that was retiring shortly and they had about $2 million they saved. And in essence, we said safety income growth. Safety, we left about $100,000 in their bank account. They can get their hands on whenever they want. It's not going to grow, but it's there. Income, we used about $900,000 of different income producing vehicles so that they know they were going to have $50,000 coming in each year, ongoing for many years, if not the rest of their lives, right? So that took about a million, about $900,000 to $1 million, $900,000 to $1 million, covered all their income gaps. So with the remaining million they had, they could afford to be more aggressive if they chose to be, because they know that they wouldn't need, even in retirement, it's like they're working because we dedicated a portion of their money to drive their income as if that money's right. working for them. So in their growth column, they could afford to be a little aggressive or somewhat aggressive if they chose to be. And if the market had a downturn, not great, but it's not going to have them in some crazy panic mode because there's a plan in place and they're not going to let the markets fully dictate their retirement. So question is, do you have that in place? Are you secure and confident that you have a plan in place that's going to cover your income ongoing for the rest of your lives? If you're not sure or you want a second opinion, that's step one of our retirement roadmap process. And what I urge you, if you're sitting there saying, you know what, I don't know if I have that, take us up on the offer. We've been doing this since 2003. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree, or you can set up a virtual meeting. We're not sure if we're going to be a perfect fit, but this complimentary consultation is the best start to get going to see if we are a fit. The number to call to book this visit is 800-227-7777. Once again, that's 800-227-7777, or you can also go online and book a visit at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned with our closing thoughts as well as our final tip of the day, or tip of the week, I should say. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone. If you missed part of today's show, the last few weeks have been about income planning, which is step one of the five-step process that we bring our clients through here at SHP Financial. It's five plans that make up your roadmap: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. If you missed any of it, however you listen to your podcast, just type in SHP Financial and you'll be able to find our past shows that really show you how you retire. What do you have to do to be able to retire and stay retired? So with that being said, Matt, we always try to leave with like a tip or two of the week. And on this week, again, it was more about just how to segment your assets so that you have enough income that you can count on to get you to and through retirement. Mm-hmm. So do you have any major tips that you would leave listeners as to maybe how they could do this or what they should be thinking about?
Well, I think my sort of tip of the week would be to encourage everybody to check your investments. What are you actually invested in? What's the goal of that investment? Is it growth? Is it income? Is it both? You know, because I think no matter where you are in your life, it's extremely important to know that answer, because, you know, certain things can happen that could just catch you off guard or whatever happens when it comes to the market. So on one hand, if you are already retired, okay, do you have some of these things that we talked about, you know, like dividend paying stocks, or even back up even further, it's like, if you are retired, how is income being generated for you? How much risk is there in that underlying portfolio? Is it more dividend paying stocks, which certainly can go up and down? Is it more on bonds? Okay, if it's in bonds, what's your current interest rate and is that going to change? Mm-hmm. You know, so here you have the people that are already retired. And I don't want people to sort of check their investments to make sure that they know what the purpose is and what's the amount of risk, you know, as much as you can figure it out, what's the type of risk you're taking to get there. Then you have people that are sort of nearing retirement. And I'm telling you, a lot of these target date funds that people will have are actually a little bit more risky than you might think.
Very.
So checking your investments, especially if you're approaching retirement, is key. And then lastly is the people that are just starting out. I'd say for them, make sure you are invested. I've definitely bumped into a couple people that, you know, somehow their IRAs or what have you got shifted to cash and they never got around to reinvesting it. And it's like, well, okay, then those people need to have money going for them long term. So tip of the week, Derek, and for all of our listeners, check your investments and making sure it matches where you are in your life.
Yeah, and you might be someone who is comfortable doing that and you know how everything works, but you might be someone who just has, hey, I have this bunch of money in a 401k target fund. I have no idea, other than the fact that you said it might not be the best idea for all my money. What do we do from here? And my tip of the week really comes, Matt's right. Like, check your investments, know how much risk you're taking, know how your investments are designed. Are they designed to provide you income? But the second thing is, when it comes to income planning, so as we've mentioned, income planning is step one. That's plan one of our five world process: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. That's a true plan. That's what we call a retirement roadmap. When it comes to income planning, that one area has many branches. So when you're building an income plan, make sure you have a plan that encompasses everything from an expense analysis. What are you going to spend in retirement? An income analysis. What sources of fixed income? Social Security, pension, rental income will you have? Knowing your gap. What's the gap between your income and your expenses? Then start building a plan on how to cover that gap. Then start building plans on when to take Social Security, to take a pension lump sum versus an income stream. So just within this one income planning area, there's so many factors and things that have to be addressed before you just say, hey, send me a check out of my portfolio so I can cover my month-to-month bills. So I would just urge you to take this area super seriously. If you're listening, you might say, you know what, I don't have any of this covered and I need help. We might be able to help you build that. At least we can see if we're a good fit and then go from there. Or you might say, I think I have this, but it's been a while and I want to get it double checked to make sure I'm not missing anything. Some people come in and their plan is incomplete. Whatever gap you fall in, we'd love to help you, or at least see if we can be a good fit for you. We're not sure, but again, it's a complimentary consultation to come check SHP out to see if we're a good fit for you and for us to see if you're a good fit for the type of families that we work for. Bottom line is, income planning is so important for your retirement plan, so we want to make sure you have a plan for that. To book a visit, we have a few appointments over the next couple weeks, and you can book either a virtual visit or one of our offices, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. Call now, 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit online and get a ton of other useful information at shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. Again, Happy New Year, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.